The State Health Connector website is live this morning for the hundreds of thousands of Massachusetts residents who have to shop for health insurance for the coming year. But after a year packed with promises to repeal the Affordable Care Act and with recent funding cuts, there's a lot of confusion. So we asked WBUR's Martha Biebinger to try and clear some of it up for you. Here's her report.
Let's start with this. The Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land, and residents can once again plug in their income information and find out what kind of insurance assistance is available, says the Health Connector's Audrey Gasteyer.
We are still here. We are full force, and nothing has changed in the Commonwealth with respect to our commitment to universal coverage and providing people a great experience accessing health insurance.
The question is whether that insurance will be affordable. A single mom with one child who makes more than $65,000 a year will likely see a big hike. She's probably better off buying from a health plan directly rather than from the connector, where rates are tied to those insurance payments President Trump cut. But get this, another single mom who earns less than $65,000 a year will either not see any increase, or she may get a bigger tax break this year because health insurance tax credits are going up to keep up with higher premiums. Okay, that's the prediction for rates that go live this morning. But what will it look like when you or your kids actually start to shop?
We don't know yet what to expect.
Dale-Linda DeVega has been out at health centers and community meetings on behalf of the consumer group Healthcare for All. And she's worried about what people on several occasions have told her.
They are not going to apply or renew for next year because they have heard about rate increases and also all the confusion about the law.
To combat confusion, anxiety, or inertia, Healthcare for All is running ads in three languages.
Did you know that you may qualify for low or no-cost health insurance? Open enrollment for the Health Connector will take place from November 1st.
Começa no dia 1 de novembro até 23 de janeiro. Healthcare for All estará em Lowell no dia 9
de próximo 9 de novembro de 3 a 7 de la tarde. Esta sesión de inscripción es gratuita y se llevará...
The Connector will have 400 customer service assistants answering phones at peak times and is funding so-called navigators at 16 agencies for anyone who needs one-on-one help. Shannon Eldridge is a commercial fisherman in Chatham who spent hours in training so she can translate the numbing, chaotic world of health insurance for other members of the nonprofit Fishing Partnership. Eldridge says she does not try to explain the politics of healthcare.
Whatever comes out in the news, we just take it with a grain of salt and absorb the frustrations from families and get to the bottom line of making sure that they're covered and healthy and safe.
But with a White House determined to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, many of those working to keep the law's options available wonder what may be coming during open enrollment. Rosemary Day, with the consulting firm Day Health Strategies, points out that the Trump administration has already said the federal shopping website will be closed for 12 hours on Sundays and at least one overnight for maintenance.
Any one of those kinds of messages has a bit of a chilling effect on folks. But I think there are other advocacy organizations and such who are going to try to counter those messages and get people to focus on this shortened period of time to sign up.
That's another point of confusion. The open enrollment period is shorter this year for most of the country and ends December 15th. But in Massachusetts, it runs through January 23rd. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.